Lesson 1. Language. A review of the professor and the madman. Look up the adjective definitive in the Oxford English Dictionary, or OED for short, and you'll find 1/2 dozen definitions listed in order, from the most to least frequently used. 2. An etymology of the word, including its first appearance in the English language. 3. Sample sentences showing how writers past and present have used the word. 4. Advice on correct usage. 5. A list of useful synonyms. The entry for definitive runs to several hundred words, making it a fairly short one. The OED entry for make, for example, measures over 65,000 words and describes some 60 different senses of the word. Simply stated, when modifying a written work, definitive means the most complete and accurate. And definitive is exactly what the Oxford English Dictionary is. The English language's most comprehensive lexicographical reference resource. An essential tool for linguists, literary scholars, writers, and language aficionados of all kinds. The first OED took more than 70 years to produce, finally appearing in 1928 in, as someone once put it, 12 tombstone-size volumes. The second edition didn't come out until 1989. It comprised nearly 22,000 pages in 20 volumes, containing some 400,000 main entries and offering 3 million quotations. The first electronic version appeared in 1988, and the online OED has been available since 2000. In his now classic 1998 work, The Professor and the Madman, author Simon Winchester skillfully recounts the fascinating history of the original OED. The project to create a new English dictionary was spawned in 1857 when members of the Philological Society of London deemed existing lexicons deficient and called for a thoroughgoing re-examination of the English language, from Anglo-Saxon times forward. Estimating that the task would take 10 years to complete, the members at first planned only a 4-volume, 6,400-page work. But by 1878, they had just started working on the letter B. In that same year, James Murray, the professor in Winchester's title, became the project's leader. The son of a poor tailor, Murray had been forced to leave school at age 14, but he had always had a voracious appetite for learning. While working full-time as a bank clerk, Murray managed to produce several thick scholarly books. These earned him a solid reputation among Britain's literary and linguistic establishment. This eventually led to his designation as OED editor, a job into which he threw himself with tenacious enthusiasm, according to Winchester. Murray quickly set up a research and editorial team in Oxford. He then set out an appeal in literary magazines and newspapers, asking people to submit quotations illustrating the use of words that were to be defined in the new dictionary. Contributions poured in. But by far the most prolific and reliably accurate was a man named Dr. William C. Minor, who, ostensibly from a remote English country village, submitted an incredible 10,000 entries. James Murray assumed that Minor was a practicing rural medical man of literary tastes with a good deal of leisure. Imagine how astonished he was when he heard that Minor, the madman of the Winchester's title, was a patient in the Broadmoor Criminal Lunatic Asylum. William Minor was born in 1834 in Ceylon, today's Sri Lanka, the son of American Protestant missionaries. He studied medicine at Yale University and volunteered his medical services as a field surgeon during the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865. But since early childhood, Minor had suffered from recurring bouts of psychotic fantasy of persecution or paranoia. In 1872, while in London, in a moment of pure insanity, he got into a brawl and fatally wounded a man and was sentenced to the Broadmoor Hospital. But instead of languishing away, doing nothing, Minor surrounded himself with books, many of which were gifts from the wife of the man he had killed, that he read and reread. These books, as well as Minor's encyclopedic memory, became the sources for the thousands of quotations he sent to the OEG project. But his emotional state gradually grew worse, and in the end, crippled by dementia, Minor was sent back to the United States. He died in New Haven, Connecticut in 1920. The Professor and the Madman is a meticulously researched intellectual whodunit of sorts. The author adeptly parallels the lives of Murray and Minor, two extraordinary men who finally met in 1891 and became good friends. The book combines suspense and pathos and humor into an enthralling work of lexicographic and social history. The Professor and the Madman became an international bestseller and has been translated into a dozen languages. As one reviewer commented, what especially moves readers is how Winchester illustrates how the life of a severely troubled man like Minor can be redeemed by hard work, respect, and deep friendship.